G'day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Mum and Dad Show. We are back. K-Lob has been over in Bali.
Dubai.
He's been in Dubai, the Indonesian Dubai, Bali. And
with Bali Belly.
With Bali Belly. I want to hear all about your vomit and your diarrhea, but we'll get to that. Claire's got a very important announcement. She's been diagnosed with autism.
They know.
Straight into it.
And we've had a horrific morning. Pepper's peed on the rug and we got attacked by flies.
Horrific.
We went for a walk this morning and there was how many? I saw Claire at one point and I'm used to a few flies following around. Like one, two maybe. But you had, I reckon, 40 flies on your
Easily.
Shoulder. 40.
Easily. Sorry. It was horrible.
Atticus is here too. Hello, pussy.
Oh. So we thought, this morning we'll get out of the house. We'll take Addie Boy, yes. We'll go down for a walk and a coffee, walk the dogs, and honest to God, something's happened.
Something's gone. There must be a body.
It's disgusting.
There must be a body.
There were flies all over us. You tell the people. Comment down below, have you had flies on you lately? Because I don't know what's going on.
I know it's the start of summer sort of thing.
I've never seen anything like
Addie
it.
Addie has his Halloween outfit on.
Woo-hoo. Ah. Yeah. Just show off your little outfit.
We're recording this just
got
after
from
Halloween.
Walmart.
Yeah, got it from Walmart, didn't you?
No.
But yeah, the flies, man. And you get angry at flies too.
Was weird.
You get mad at them. Like you want to fight them. Like you want to take them out. You want them to end. I think, I don't know what it is about flies. I think it's the creepiness that they're just constantly there. And
the feeling of them.
They're super quick too. Like they're just speedy. Like they get you.
Yeah. And you tell them we were having a lovely moment. I was wearing Addie and had my coffee. And at one point there was a fly, and this is gross.
In Claire's ass.
No, they're usually there. No, under my engagement ring.
And under the rock?
Yeah, under the rock and on Addie's cheek at the same time. What are you looking at?
I was just
at?
Watching Pepper. Pepper pissed on the rug and now she's
in here
doing something.
She's fucking scheming.
She's laying down on another rug.
This is a relatable podcast because everyone's got dogs that are
everyone's got
naughty.
Dogs, got fly problems. Carla's got barley belly. How was your belly bowl?
Oh, it was so good. Like, we got into day 10 and I was like, fuck yeah, I've survived. I've got it. And then we went and we made the idea to go to Bali and eat fucking curry.
Why? Claire said that. She said, you said butter chicken curry. Butter chicken curry?
Yeah, and it was so funny. It was like,
who the fuck goes to Bali?
Whose idea was that?
It was all of us. We're missing like home and we're just like,
oh, geez, we're having a
let's go.
You're missing home so you have an Indian dish.
Yeah, fuck you guys.
We're multicultural here.
I really
Australia.
Miss Australia. Let's have a butter chicken curry.
That's the most white food you can
well,
have.
Well, it is. Yeah, you're right. Like, no Indian people are eating butter chicken curry.
There was 15 of us there and we all ordered butter chicken and they were all fucking laughing at us too because we're just sitting there overseas. And we're all eating butter chicken and naan. It was like
I walked into a restaurant in Melbourne after a show
good
once.
Story.
And thanks, Claire.
Sorry.
You put some pressure on me now.
Sorry. It's a good story.
We done a show, but like 11 o'clock at night. And we walked into this Indian restaurant. We just wanted Indian. And there was only Indian people in there. So that's when you know it's good. And if you hear Addie there wheezing. We
he
asked
sounds
the
like Wheezy from Toy Story.
We asked the doctor. He said, he's just excited. There's nothing to worry about. So that's good. So we walk into this restaurant and old mate goes, we sat down. It's four of us. I don't know who else was with us. Four white people. We sit down. And he goes, what are you after? I said, mate, it's 11:30 on a Saturday night with four white people walk into an Indian restaurant. He goes, four butter chickens and four garlic naans. I said, yes.
It was spot so on good.
Because we are terrified. As white people, our little gullets. That's right, Atticus. Our white little gullets can't deal.
Gullets?
We can't deal with the extra senses and the extra spices that come with a fine Indian dish.
Cuisine.
There's nothing wrong with a chicken tikka masala, but that is where I will draw the line as a Caucasian male.
Nah, I can't change it up. It's butter chicken all the way.
Yeah, see, they didn't have tikka masala. They just had all these random names on
it. They just had some deep fried dog.
And then they had butter
chicken
right at the top.
I would not be eating any. I don't know what I'd eat in Bali.
I wouldn't go to Bali.
Honestly, the food was really good. It's just that's when our trust went up. We were like, sick, pizzas, burgers, yum, yum, yum. And then it was like, oh, sick, let's try it. Butter chicken and sushi.
I just don't.
Sushi?
You had sushi.
You wanted food poisoning, didn't you?
Were you bored or something?
It was this beautiful looking restaurant on the beach, right?
God, I'm sick of bin tanks. Wish I could spill back up.
It was this beautiful looking restaurant on the beach, and it looked real like high class. And then we see this bloke rocking up with the fish in plastic bags, handing them to the chef. I'm like, fuck.
Oh, I guess it's fresh-ish.
Fresh-ish. Washed in poo water.
There's something about, because Bali is in a third world country, but it's pretty close. It's like second world, right?
Yeah.
There's bits and pieces that have been westernized, but, and some people are like, oh, it shouldn't be westernized. Shut up. mate, West is the best. We know it is. All right. I like running water. I like me all too. That shit. Shut up. You can't even drink the water over there. Listen here, Woozy.
Beautiful.
You'll stand up.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy, like trying to get rid of that muscle memory with all the water use that we do. Like when we're brushing our teeth, like brush our teeth in the shower, and we're like, fuck, we can't do it.
Oh my God.
So yeah, you can't have any water in Bali.
You can have the bottled water, like, obviously, but anything that comes from a tap or the shower. So even the shower, like you get a bit on your mouth, you quickly like wipe it off. I don't know if it's that bad.
What do you wipe it off with?
Towel.
Wow.
It's pretty scary. But
I wouldn't be eating sushi and I wouldn't be eating chicken. But what would you eat? What do you eat when you first come? You've been to Bali before, right?
No. Well, this was my first time. Yeah. So it was a new experience. But
what was the first thing you ate when you got there?
Fruit.
Actually, yeah, we had.
Was the fruit we good?
Got fruit, yes, because they grow all their fruit and veggies on the volcano.
That's what
on
I'd the have.
Volcano.
Oh. On the volcanic soil.
Bit
like,
charred.
Oh. Yeah, bit charred. The watermelon was.
I thought the fruit would be nice in Bali. Yeah, that's the only thing that tempts me about it.
They love the fruit in America.
American fruit is good. The guns and fruit go
guns
on.
Guns and fruit. That's yum, where yum. It's at. Fruity guns. That's what I'm after in my life.
Blowing raspberries at my boy.
So in Bali, you're in Bali, you're spewing, you're shitting, you're gurns and. How was that experience?
Oh, it was good because the medication over there is weird. Like we got painkillers and all their painkillers come with caffeine. So we'd have them at night to stop the stomach cramps and that, but we'd be awake all night.
Some people take caffeine in their like painkillers for migraines.
Yeah, right.
Oh.
I think that's something. But yeah, no, I messaged you when you were, I think you were 10 days in. And I reckon for a holiday, that's the number.
Oh yeah, no, we
10 days. Long. You know, 2 days.
Going down the shops is enough for me.
Oh, the flies.
The flies.
It really, I couldn't wait to talk about it on this because it really just upset me. Especially with a baby. I was like, get off my child, you fuckers.
Whereas I would, if I was carrying Addy at that point, I would have sacrificed it. I would just held him up and said, take him.
Swing
take him. Put your little worms and shit on his head. Don't put him near me. By worms, I mean maggots.
We didn't have a smelly nappy either. Oh, you are wheezy. We did ask the doctor.
He said he's just excited. Because I know you will.
Oh.
I read a comment the other day. I can't remember what it was, but if you wrote it, fuck off. No one cares.
Oh, dear.
If you write comments on this video, I don't care if they're positive or negative, you are a loser. You are a loser.
What
and
are
I
the
hope
nice
you,
ones?
I don't
even
care.
The positive.
I hope
I
you,
like the positive
I
ones.
I hope your life ends soon, you pigs.
He doesn't
Go and
really.
Check us out on Spotify. It's really good.
Oh,
it's the same show. It's just you can't see. You can. Well, you might listen. Oh, who gives a shit? Dickie.
Yes, darling.
It is now post Halloween.
Yes.
Which means it is time to put the Christmas tree up. Ladies and gentlemen, please make welcome the Christmas tree.
Can we actually talk about that? When is the time to
the day after Halloween?
The day after.
First of November.
Remember
I've got
the
first of November.
Christmas mugs out already upstairs.
Oh, yep.
Shit.
Yep. I got my Christmas underpants on.
Oh.
Yep. The tree is mediocre.
What are you?
So that's where me and Kira are different. She wants to set up now and I'm like, I think 1st of December, I feel like that's when you got to start.
Nah, because then it's only up for 25 days and then you don't care about
it. It depends how ham you go, though. Like, how full on do you go? Like, if you're going full on, I think earlier the better, so you get the longevity of all the decorations you've done. But if you're just doing a tree and a wreath, maybe December's the go. But for myself, and particularly with this little beautiful dude, I want to get Christmassy AF as soon as possible.
Man, we looked in the cupboard today. At Addie's presents.
From Santa.
It is ridiculous. It is ridiculous how many things we've bought. Like, not expensive things. So it's all like,
There's one expensive thing and the rest is all just like cool stuff that he really likes. Mm. There's a bit of a theme too, which I will let you guys know.
What's the
theme?
The sea.
Well, most of the books and everything, they're all sort of
We've all got sea because he loves. Cover his ears. Oh, and we got fish.
Cover his ears.
And we got fish. Pongo and Perdita, the fish are here.
Yep.
Pongo,
so we've got two fish.
Have you met the fish?
Pongo and Perdita are upstairs.
Yeah, from the 101 Dalmatians.
Yes.
They're something.
They're thriving.
They're something.
They look like goldfish, but they're not.
Are they comet fish?
Have they got
fish?
Big eyes?
No.
No, we didn't get them. Apparently, they were dying. They had AIDS or something.
They had AIDS.
Oh, wow.
They
all had AIDS. The lady at the shop said
intravenous drug use out of the pet shop.
A wheezy boy. I did want to bring something up, is very sad.
Oh, no.
But I feel like...
Chicken tonight.
No, I feel like everyone's thinking about it. It's in the back of everyone's minds. And if it's not in the back of your mind, you're a shit person. Racist. Matthew Perry.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. That was a fucking real sad one.
Devastating.
So I reckon it's pain pills. That's what kills fucking everyone.
I just think it is so sad, and I thought it would be nice on the channel, and I'll start, but I thought we could all leave a comment about our favourite episode of Friends or our favourite moment of Matthew Perry. Comment it down below for him, and if he's watching, which I'm sure his ghost is watching this.
Probably.
I would like to say that mine would be when he dresses up as the bunny for Halloween, because I just think that he looked adorable. And
I just found it ridiculous that he ended up drowning in that fountain from the start of the show.
Oh, someone's at the door. It'll be Amazon.
Can you get the door while we...
I don't get paid for that.
You might have to sign for whatever it is.
You cannot just say you're me. You cannot make a dark joke about Matthew Perry. Why? Anything else goes.
Matthew Perry is a no-go zone for Little Dickie.
Not Chandler.
You loved Friends growing up. I didn't watch it too much.
I need
much.
A burp.
You got a burp?
In grief.
Oh, we've got something. We've got something in the mouth.
Oh! What is it? Oh, Dal. I bet it's Christmas.
Oh, Christmas present. Oh, Pepper. Oh, fuck. Now she's hit with the fucking headphones. Okay? Oh, my God. You this, okay? She is so flighty.
Come here.
I know it's a Whippet thing. And hopefully she, like, calms down a little bit, but I can't see it happening.
Can we go back to Matthew Perry?
Sorry.
And give him...
R.I.P.
No jokes about him. I think we should all really remember him and take a moment and leave a comment down below about him, because I think he fucking deserves it. He had a hard life and he went through a lot and he inspired a lot of people and made a lot of people laugh.
He got hooked on pain pills, right, from...
A jet ski accident.
And this is something we've talked about on the podcast before, but how dangerous things like Endone and opioid. I mean, Endone in Australia.
They destroy lives.
What are the other ones in Australia? Like, not so much Xanax, they're benzos, but same sort of thing. These pain pills are very, very bad. If you haven't watched Painkiller on Netflix, there's another one that's on... I don't know what it was
the
on.
The real cost of living.
The Ooh. Real cost of living is like this whole thing trying to get rid of pain. Like, I get it. People who are living in pain, they definitely get it.
Mm.
But it's almost like there's this trade off. Like, you cannot not live without pain.
Give them fucking CBD gummies with actual weed in them.
I don't know if that does enough.
I know. But I just think give them something else.
But so many people become hooked on these things because they are, your brain can't discern between things like, Alex is staring right at me like,
isn't he
go
beautiful?
On, Dad.
He's really enjoying his bot.
Hey, sweetie pie. Your brain can't discern between particular opioids that are sold as non-addictive and heroin. And that was what they did that family that the movie Painkiller or the series Painkiller was based on. There's been a couple other shows based on it. I was listening to the podcast between the dude who made it and Rogan. And, man, these people were bastards.
Mm.
Like they knew it was addictive. They got someone involved in the CDC. Whatever the Therapeutic Goods Administration in America is, basically whoever gives the go ahead on drugs. They had this dude there. You remember that guy who was like, no, I'm not going to approve it. I'm not going to approve it. And then what happened was they took him into a hotel, and he was in the hotel for like 3 or 4 days. Came out with it approved. So no one knows what happened there.
Interesting.
And then. He was at the government organization that approves drugs in America. For some reason, the name of it's escaped me.
I'm not going to bother.
Can you Google it?
It'll come up. It'll come up in my noggin in a minute.
He worked for them for years, approved this drug, worked for them for another year, and then got a job with that pharmaceutical company.
What was it?
Who approves drugs, pharmaceuticals in America? So he's gone to this hotel, and someone found him recently too. They found him up northwest America, and they were like, like chasing him around and stuff and asking questions because he's basically just got away with this shit. Let go of that microphone, kid.
Yeah, so he's basically gotten like a lot of money.
Well,
God knows what else.
Who knows what happened?
Women, probably.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, what if it was, and I don't know if this is true, but what if it was like one of those Epstein Island things where they get some dirt on him and then he has to play ball, otherwise they'll release the dirt.
I reckon they just butted him up, Hectic, and said, listen, your family is going to have generational wealth. Here you go. And, you know, because I think most people would, like, you know, I hate to say it, I think a lot of people would just go, $10 million for the rest of the
month. Well,
who
knows?
You know?
Who knows how much he got off it? And that's very, that potentially could have happened because.
Oh, I think so.
If you're in like a dead end government job.
Yeah.
Or a dead end any job and any you get offered a shit ton of cash, yep. You're probably going to take it.
Yep.
Particularly like, you know, if you're not making big cash, like how do you
even
make ends
meet?
Even if you are. Even if you are, yeah. People want
money.
Money's
money.
Did you find who it was, Caleb?
It's funny, like, no matter what I look up, I can't
FDA.
Find.
FDA!
Oh, FDA.
Oh, you're looking for the body. I thought you were looking for the actual person. I was starting to find
No.
Doing
FDA.
Detective work.
FDA, FDA.
Cold Case Detective.
Cold Case Detective.
Fucking love that YouTube channel.
What's it called?
Cold Case Detective, if you know, you know.
Oh, it's one of those things that ladies listen to before they go to sleep to calm them down. So you learn about somehow. Death, despair, murder.
I like it.
Fucking.
It's good for my mental wellness.
Oh. Talking about mental wellness with you, you crazy devil. I saw what you cooked up for breakfast the other day. I don't think you're well. I wrote it down.
Shit Insta foods, that's just me.
I wrote it
don't
down.
Don't pull that face.
I'm just remembering that prison food you made last time that we...
that I wrote it down
I'm
here.
Trying to better myself.
Mummy's gruel, she called it.
Mummy's gruel.
Mummy's gruel. It was baked beans. It was, I can't remember, what was it? Was baked beans, eggs, chalky milk was in there somewhere. Nesquik sprinkled over the top.
Nesquik.
Claire's never had Nesquik.
What?
No.
We should get Nesquik in next week for you to try.
Done.
Done.
By the way, I just thought if I keep doing this, guys, I don't have a tick. My neck's really out. I know you probably don't care or notice. I just thought I'd bring it up.
Well, now I've noticed.
Yeah, I keep doing this and I was like, they're going to think I'm doing something
really
weird.
Claire's got Tourette's again.
Probably. Anyway, my food was, for those of you who care.
It was nice.
Scrambled eggs with some cheese and I had a tin of baked beans that were in there and I went, you know what? I'm not going to have bread and toast because I had a big workout planned and I thought, no, I'll end up feeling sick. I'll go less carby.
Mm-hmm.
So I just had some baked beans with some eggs and cheese.
I didn't care.
Let me live.
I didn't care. I didn't think it was that
awful.
Bad until you drew my attention to it and said, look at Mummy's gruel.
Yeah.
And usually when you say that.
I dug my own grave.
Usually when you say that, you're standing in the shower in the nude. Look at me gruel.
Don't. But no, it did look pretty diabolical, but it tasted really yummy. It was like an omelette with baked beans.
Wait, so hang on. So you mixed the baked beans into the eggs?
Well, I didn't mean to. The pan sort of did it for me. I had me eggs going and my cheese.
A good
and
tradesman never blames his tools, Claire.
Fuck off. And then I put my beans in and they sort of started getting friendly and it became a bit of a pie. So I mixed it all in.
That's like salmonella and chicken in Bali. They just become a little bit friendlier.
Addy would have liked it, wouldn't you, darling? How's Addy. That bot?
Hello,
he's having
boy.
Like an extra bottle at the moment too, everybody, because he's
teething. And he's on solids. Oh, that's what we needed to talk about.
It's been rough. Teasing. We've missed you, Caleb.
Oh, Addy used to sleep so well. Like So did we. Remember sleep before we had a child? You.
He's so beautiful, though. And I'm very lucky because I'll get hate in the comments probably, but Isaac actually.
Who cares? I hope everyone who comments.
Stop it! The good ones stay. Isaac gets up with Addy more than I do in the night.
Because you're a tired boon.
Because I've been trying out new medication for all my problems.
Well,
and my sleep has been really bad. So Isaac, being the beautiful daddy and husband that he is, has been getting up more with Addy.
For some reason, there was this thing I was reading that on average, men need less sleep than women. Particularly a lady coming back from coming back from pregnancy, like recovering from pregnancy. And I think that's where a lot of postpartum depression and things like that really become a big problem is because people just aren't sleeping. Like that's such a massive part of your well-being. Excuse me.
Not you, other people.
Can't believe
Dads
it.
Dads are changing though.
What? That's the title of the video. We're getting a divorce.
After the last episode that we did before as well.
What was the last one?
Oh, I hit my funny bone.
Oh no.
Mummy hurt a funny bone.
Mummy heard a funny bone.
Oh!
Dickie's out.
That
Anakin's
was
just
weird.
Grabbing the microphone. What are you doing?
I love the chaos of this podcast.
This is the podcast, right? It is chaotic. It is Caleb and it is us.
It's chaotic. It's chaotic Caleb and Caleb. Us.
That's the new description.
That's so sweet.
But yeah, so he's been teething the poor little dude. And it's different. But
no Bongella.
But still no teeth.
Still he's got no teeth. One that's one been like coming up and going down a little bit visible. Right.
Apparently they go up and down. How about that?
Retractable.
How about that, Scooby-Doo?
He's not been himself though. It's been really rough. So if you've got a bub going through teething, we're with you.
Yeah, or an old person, they go reverse teething.
Dentures.
Dentures. Hello. Apparently that is painful. Dentures. So I feel sorry for all the Instagram models getting fake teeth. That's got to be tough.
Oh, you know what we need to have a bit of a talk about?
You?
This is no.
And your hatred now for pumpkin spice lattes?
Oh, I don't have hatred. I had a really good topic to just talk about and you just fucking shat on it. Well, no.
Bro.
It's not funny now.
No, is it? Look, it looks like this elephant's crying. It's got saliva on it.
Oh, my God.
Can't see it on camera.
Can you make that the thumbnail?
What?
Just his teether. How funny would that be?
I don't know if I can get it close enough.
And people would just be like, what the fuck?
We're getting a divorce. Here's a teaser.
No! Don't even joke about that.
Don't
Jesus.
Even joke. Now, what are we going to talk about?
Well, it's really nasty, but I feel like everyone that watches this would like it. So we all know that stupid bodybuilding thing's coming up, right? All the chicks. We all know. You all follow someone that's
preparing.
In comp prep.
There's a skinny girl on someone's Instagram everywhere.
You all know.
Who's been to the gym for 6 months and she's now a bodybuilder. Go on.
Don't pretend that you don't follow one of them because you do. And you all look with your partners and friends and go, this bitch.
It's hilarious.
It's
I love
happening.
It.
And I cannot anymore.
I cannot.
With the phrasing these chicks talk about.
All they do is.
They're having build phases. They're getting bolt-ons. They're having refeeds. They're having oxy shred. They're diamantes. They're platinum.
Mate.
You're not relatable. And we're all fucking sick of it.
Claire's going to.
None of them have any jobs.
There's this one girl. There's this one girl who we hate watch. I love it.
Oh.
And she's complaining about it. She thinks she's got IBS. But she has oxy shred every morning. It's like that can't. You cannot have that every morning and not
and
expect to shit.
And then they vape when they're getting their steps in. I've seen it.
Is this one that she was saying when she works out she flares up?
Yes.
Yeah, the flare up. I'm flaring up. I'm flaring up. Talk about IBS. How about this? I looked this up the other day about IBS because we're watching Everybody Loves Raymond because we're autistic for the fifth time. We're watching Everybody Loves Raymond.
The great show.
And Robert goes, who Claire was attracted to for some reason, Robert goes that he something about his marriage broke down.
Spastic colon.
He had a spastic colon after his marriage broke down. And I started thinking about the word spastic colon. And then I looked it up because I reckon that's IBS. That's the old word for IBS. I looked it up.
Right.
That's what they used to call IBS.
Spastic
so any
colon.
Girls on your Instagram that are talking about, their IBS problems, what they're really saying is, so my spastic colon is playing up again. I'm flaring up. My spastic colon
it's
is flaring probably
up. All the drugs they're doing on the weekend with their oxy shred.
Mate, these girls. Like,
I can't take it anymore.
At least with the dudes, you have to take some steroids.
Oh, the steroids.
You've got to get big. You got to, at least with
gym
them.
Gym people, man, are the worst.
No,
all exercise.
At least with the men. Fuck off. They're threatening their life by taking the steroids to get big. These chicks are just fucking. What are you doing? You're
I
doing
can't it. Take it anymore. The older I'm getting, I can't. Neither can Addy. It is just fucking putrid.
Mr. Woos.
And they're selling these bullshit programs.
And all the programs are the same.
They're all shit. And they've all got
three
these
sets
fucking
of
apps. They've all got
the
bolt-ons.
Apps.
They've all got like
bolt-on apps brought to you by OxyShred. 20% off.
It's
use code
horrible.
IBS.
It used to be. I don't remember fitness being this way. I remember it being somewhat.
By the way, it's not just OxyShred. It's any pre-workout and shit. That'll make you shit.
Yeah, but that's the one that they all just fucking use, isn't it? Like, it's
know,
just getting a bit putrid. I'm a bit over it.
I'm wet.
Like it's just getting a little bit too I don't know. Like fitness isn't about fitness anymore. It's like become this weird sexual like sorry.
Well, I've spoken about this before.
Mummy's venting.
What women wear to the gym is like what I used to wear to Mad Mondays.
100%.
I feel so awkward when there's a girl like 20 years old standing in front of me and
he
you
does
can
this.
See everything you can just it's like my version of a smoke ceremony.
The fucking smoke ceremonies.
God, they're throwing them out.
The politicians, mate, doing that, pretending
smoke
they
ceremonies
care.
Have got to stop. It's bushfire season.
Oh, do you,
all right?
Talk, do you want to talk about the
Voice?
Voice, yeah, that didn't go.
Nah,
too
I don't want to talk about.
I have no opinions and no thoughts on the subject whatsoever.
Nah, I'm glad it didn't get up.
There's also like Albanese saying he was going to quit if it. If
good,
it go
fuck him off.
No, he's like, nah.
I'm glad he didn't get
we're
up.
We're all funding, you know, a war, but we can't feed and house people.
Someone. That's another thing. It's like, spend $350 million on a referendum no one wants. Spend all this money sending it to the Ukraine that no one wants
to do.
What
about the daycare fees, Albo?
What about everyone who can't afford their fucking mortgage that you're going to make fucking homeless, you
twat? I can't. We're getting angrier since having Addy, and I think it's a good thing because I care more.
Do you think Addy's doing the wheeze because he's trying to get angry with us? He's like, yeah, the fucking...
When he gets excited, he does do little wheeze. And he started sticking his tongue out too, guys. It's very cute.
You know what would have been terrible for the referendum? That it what? Would have been put into our constitution that Aboriginal people are lesser than white people and they need special treatment. And I think that is a terrible, terrible thing. I got a comment the other day.
Oh, God.
What was it? It was on TikTok about... That the Aboriginal joke that I did that I got in trouble for. It was about that. And someone said, you shouldn't be making jokes about people that are lesser than you. And I was like, what the? Are you fucking off your head?
That's not good.
Who's that is insane. That's that is good. A racist thing to say. That is a racist
thing.
They
opinion. Need a refeed. They need to get their steps they in get, and they yeah. need to get comp ready.
They need to get comp ready. That was my call back to that's ridiculous. The, well done, little thank Dickie. You. But. How insane is it that if someone thinks that I am being a racist person by making a joke about Indigenous people...
Just because we are racist.
Just because too. We are racist, obviously. but how crazy that someone thinks that that is a racist thing to say and then says that I shouldn't do that because they are lesser people.
It's bad.
That is madness. It anyone is madness. That thinks anyone is lesser than them because of the colour of their skin, whether you think you're helping them or not, it is as bad... As saying the most
the fitness
heinous
models
shit of all time.
Are the lesser people, not the Aboriginals.
They're the ones that need the voice. Fitness models
no, they
need
don't.
The voice. We need
no,
to vote a don't. Referendum
no.
to have a body
no.
to represent all the fitness models
no.
in Parliament to get free Oxy Shred out to all the remote communities of fitness influencers throughout the country. And I'd tell you another thing, Claire.
Oh, my God.
They need 4G and 5G internet out there so they can post photos of their assholes. Otherwise... I just won't even wake up tomorrow. We're getting a divorce and I'm dead.
Stop saying divorce.
We're separating and I'm deceased.
Oh, Keith.
Oh, I missed this podcast.
Did you though? Did anyone?
Did anyone miss us?
Hello, darling. But no, yeah, so the no vote
nah,
run.
Yeah, nah.
It won. What else?
What else have we missed?
I'm trying to think.
I had some
else.
Other notes.
Yeah, there was a bit more stuff.
Oh, depression washing machine purr. That's a note.
Oh, yeah.
Claire was watching this lady the other day.
What's
watching... her name, bloody?
I don't
want Megan Markle.
No,
or something.
Don't.
Megan Markle. Claire was watching Megan Markle, her favourite influencer.
Poor Addie's looking at me all funny. You okay? Are you comfy there? Do you want a toy? Looking at Dada.
Hey, Bubba.
Anyway, I'll wrap it up. I was watching a YouTuber who I normally quite like, and she does these cleaning videos, and because I'm a shit housewife, I like to just stay up to date with how to clean properly. So I was watching some tips and everything, and she goes, and
you
I know...
spray the sponge.
I know it's...
You wipe the sponge. Spray the sponge again. Ring the sponge.
It's bad, but I was watching it.
Have
she
your
goes,
man's dinner ready by 5:30 or suffer the consequences.
Left, right, good night.
No, 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 no. There's no violence
no,
in this house.
No, no.
She hits me. Hits me right
Pepper
on the...
hits all of us.
Oh, Pepper.
Anyway, so she goes, guys, when I'm really depressed, this is how I clean. And I was like...
Oh, good. Depression cleans.
I was like, what the fuck has happened here? She goes, when I'm really depressed, the purr of the washing machine really helps me. And I paused the video and went...
Well, that's actually something they give you when you take SSRIs, serotonin reuptake inhibitors, selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors. They say, listen, mate, get an LG washing machine and put it in there, put your little pill in there and then just jump in with it. That'll allow you to absorb it through your skin in a much easier and more profound manner, Dickie.
Bizarre.
It was good, though. Also, there's one other thing I wanted to bring up before we go. Because Addy's getting jittery. He's like going,
yeah, he wants
me.
To have a play.
Get me out of here.
Do you want to have a play?
We went to, I don't know if we talked about yum, this yum, last yum. time. I don't think we did. There's a cafe. Maybe we did. Did we talk about this cafe?
The woke one.
Yeah. It's a vegan cafe.
Oh, no, we didn't.
How's this? This is absolutely insane. We're at a medical appointment.
Mummy had a shrink appointment.
So did Daddy. It was very romantic. We tag team out. We go like, Claire's holding behind the ropes and I tag her out and we go in there and talk about my problems.
Oh, my God.
No, it's good. If you need therapy, go do it. You fucking psychos.
Hello.
We go down to get a coffee and it's all vegan and like, okay, whatever. And then the medical professional slash shrink says, do you know they don't have any caffeine down there?
It's fake coffee.
They have decaffeinated beans in this cafe.
I'm off it.
And I was blown away. So I asked, I said, are these really decaffeinated? Like, why would you not have caffeine? She goes, yeah, they're... No, we. I said, why? She goes, well, the owners thought that, you know, it'd
the
be,
owners.
Life's so difficult and fast-paced that it would be. So anyway.
She offered me a hot chocolate because she said, you know, there's actually a bit of caffeine.
A bit of caffeine in this. So what I did, and I think this is a sane response, I actually joined Hamas. I was so angry I joined Hamas.
Me. I knew this was coming.
And I've been in Palestine the last week. But we'll talk about that over the next podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for joining us on the Mum and Dad Show. We'll see you next week.
I'm
from
so sweet.
Myself, my beautiful divorcee wife.
What?
And
what?
Our lovely little child and little barley belly lob dog behind the cameras. We'll see you next week. Check us out on Spotify. Check us out on, we're not on iTunes. Haven't got around to that. Check us out
no
on Instagram.
To iTunes,
check it out. Yeah. Check out our Instagram. It is at hotcocks69.
Free Palestine.
Free Palestine.
Free
the government. Free America.
Vote yes.
Vote yes.
No.
Vote no. Vote whatever you need to.
Gay marriage.
See you losers. If you comment, I hope you die.